听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, Feeling the Financial Market, 2. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Tariff. 2. Foreign exchange. 3. Short position. 4. Indicator. 5. Endorse. 6. Referendum. 7. Circulation. 8. Denomination. 9. Mint.
B. You are going to hear some sentences describing economic trends. While listening, please look at the graphs below and match column A with column B.
1. The level of investment rose suddenly. 2. There has been a steady increase in costs over several years. 3. The research and development budget has stabilized over the past few years. 4. At the end of the first year, sales stood at 50% of the present level. 5. The share price reached a peak before falling a little and then maintaining the same level. 6. The sudden collapse in share prices has surprised everyone. 7. Sales of product A fell slightly in the final quarter. 8. The value of the shares has shown a steady decline.
C. In this part, you are going to hear 8 short dialogues in which both the acronym and the full name of some well-known organizations are mentioned. Listen carefully and fill in each blank with the corresponding full name of the organization.
They receive a subsidy from the EU.
Do you mean that it's funded by the European Union?
Yes, that's what I was told.
They're a member of OPEC.
I'm sorry, but what's OPEC?
The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries.
The WHO is interested in the scheme.
Do you mean the World Health Organization?
Yes.
It's a decision by the IMF.
The IMF? Why is the International Monetary Fund involved in this?
NAFTA was formed in 1993.
What does NAFTA stand for?
Haven't you heard of it? It's the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Is Japan one of the ASEAN countries?
I'm sorry, but I don't remember what ASEAN stands for.
It's the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
I don't think so.
The UN resolution is being ignored.
But this is an internal matter. It doesn't concern the United Nations.
It's part of the GATT agreement.
Remind me what GATT stands for.
The General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade.
Part 2. The Foreign Exchange Market. A. In this section, you are going to hear a news report on the international foreign exchange market. While listening for the first time, write down some key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the following two charts by filling in correct numbers.
A survey published in London yesterday states that over the past 5 years, trading on the world's foreign exchanges has more than doubled in size. It estimates that Forex volume now stands at almost $55,000 billion a year. London remains the leading center, with nearly $50 billion traded here every day. Despite increasing competition from the Far Eastern market, New York is in second place and Zurich third. In the European foreign exchanges, the dollar closed yesterday little changed after recovering from early weakness. Trading was thin, with dealers waiting for U.S. economic indicators due on Friday when U.S. consumer prices and durable goods orders will be released. In London, the dollar closed at 2.637 marks pfennigs, and later in New York at 2.639 marks. That's a gain of 2.75 on the previous close there. In Tokyo today, the dollar slipped back a little, ending at 215.85 yen against a previous close of 216.2. Some selling by the Bank of Japan was noted, but the dollar was helped by the covering of short positions. The pound yesterday was stronger against most currencies, aided by firmer spot oil prices. In the latest currency prices in London this morning, the pound is at $1.44.5. That's 1.25 cents up on the closing price yesterday. The German mark is 2.638 marks to the dollar. The Swiss franc is unchanged at 2.16.6 francs. The French franc is 8.40 francs, and the Dutch guilder is weaker at 2.97.5 guilders. The Japanese yen is unchanged at 215.85 yen to the dollar.
B. Now, try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the news report. After that, some statements will be read to you. Decide whether they are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets.
A survey published in London yesterday states that over the past 5 years, trading on the world's foreign exchanges has more than doubled in size. It estimates that Forex volume now stands at almost $55,000 billion a year. London remains the leading center, with nearly $50 billion traded here every day. Despite increasing competition from the Far Eastern market, New York is in second place and Zurich third. In the European foreign exchanges, the dollar closed yesterday little changed after recovering from early weakness. Trading was thin, with dealers waiting for U.S. economic indicators due on Friday, when U.S. consumer prices and durable goods orders will be released. In London, the dollar closed at 2.637 marks, and later in New York at 2.639 marks. That's a gain of 2.75 on the previous close there. In Tokyo today, the dollar slipped back a little, ending at 215.85 yen against a previous close of 216.2. Some selling by the Bank of Japan was noted, but the dollar was helped by the covering of short positions. The pound yesterday was stronger against most currencies, aided by firmer spot oil prices. In the latest currency prices in London this morning, the pound is at $1.44.5. That's 1.25 cents up on the closing price yesterday. The German mark is 2.638 marks to the dollar. The Swiss franc is unchanged at 2.16.6 francs. The French franc is 8.40 francs, and the Dutch guilder is weaker at 2.97.5 guilders. The Japanese yen is unchanged at 215.85 yen to the dollar.
Statements. 1. According to the survey published yesterday, Forex volume now stands at about $55,000 billion a year. 2. In Zurich foreign exchange market, nearly $50 billion are traded every day. 3. In the European foreign exchanges, the buying and selling of the dollar was not very active because the dealers are waiting for U.S. economic indicators to be released. 4. The pound strengthened yesterday because of firmer spot oil prices. Part 3. What is the euro? A. The following passage is about the euro. While listening for the first time, add more keywords in the left-hand column. After the second listening, answer the following questions.
The euro is the European Union's future single currency, adopted by the Treaty on European Union and ratified on behalf of the people by the parliaments of the member states. In some countries, the people endorsed the treaty directly by referendum before it came into force in November 1993. Euro was preferred to any other name by the EU's heads of state or government. Its shared identity with Europe is clear, and the name cannot be confused with any existing or previous national currency. The monetary union of Euro will be legal currency from 1st of January 1999 because a lot of economic activities are done without cash. In stock markets, for example, and markets in which state bonds are bought and sold, many transactions can be made and settled in Euro, but without Euro notes and coins. The changeover is happening in two stages because we need plenty of time. Time to allow companies, retailers, and public administrations to prepare to work with the euro, and time to print the new notes and mint the new coins. This is a big task when you realize that there are more than 12 billion banknotes and 70 billion coins in circulation in the EU at the moment. The euro notes and coins will start circulating on the 1st of January 2002, at the latest, and your old currency could still be in use for up to 6 months after that. Euro notes will be issued in denominations of 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200, and 500 euro. There will be 8 different coins ranging from a cent, 130 euro, to 2 euro. Up to now, all countries in the EU have signed up to join the eurozone as soon as possible, which means as soon as their economies are in a fit state. Only Denmark and the United Kingdom have negotiated an opt-out from committing themselves straight away. Anyway, the euro will have a very big economy behind it. The euro sign may soon be as familiar as the dollar or the yuan. A stable currency whose owners are as big in world trade as the EU should be attractive to a lot of international investors keen to be less dependent on the dollar.
B. Now, listen to the passage again, and then do the multiple choice. Part 4. More about the topic. The new dollar coin. A. In this part, you are going to hear a passage on how the new American dollar coin compares to the quarter dollar and the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin. While listening for the first time, write down some key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the following chart by filling in the missing information.
The United States Congress passed a law authorizing the United States Mint to place into circulation a new dollar coin, golden in color and with a distinctive edge. Expected to be issued in the year 2000, the dollar coin will have a new design selected by the Secretary of the Treasury. Here is an overview of what the new dollar coin will look like and information about how it differs from the Susan B. Anthony dollar and the quarter. The new dollar coin will be a round one, golden in color, not silver toned, appearing like 14 carat to 22 carat gold jewelry when minted. It will have a distinctive edge, which means that it will not display the reeded edge as seen on the quarter or the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin. Most probably, it will have a smooth edge. However, it will be the same size as the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin, which is 26.5 millimeters in diameter. Besides, the new coin will be about 8.1 grams in weight and 2.00 millimeters in thickness. And the new coin will have similar metallic and anti-counterfeiting properties as current circulating U.S. coins. The quarter dollar weighs 5.670 grams and is 1.75 millimeters thick. It is silver-toned and has a reeded edge. The Susan B. Anthony dollar is a rounded silver-toned planchet with an 11-sided inner border and a reeded edge. It is 26.5 millimeters in diameter, weighs 8.1 grams, and 2 millimeters thick. It has the same composition as the half dollar, quarter, and dime, and an outer alloy of 75% copper and 25% nickel bonded to a core of pure copper.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the passage.
The United States Congress passed a law authorizing the United States Mint to place into circulation a new dollar coin, golden in color and with a distinctive edge. Expected to be issued in the year 2000, the dollar coin will have a new design selected by the Secretary of the Treasury. Here is an overview of what the new dollar coin will look like and information about how it differs from the Susan B. Anthony dollar and the quarter. The new dollar coin will be a round one, golden in color, not silver-toned, appearing like 14 carats to 22 carats gold jewelry when minted. It will have a distinctive edge, which means that it will not display the reeded edge as seen on the quarter or the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin. Most probably, it will have a smooth edge. However, it will be the same size as the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin, which is 26.5 millimeters in diameter. Besides, the new coin will be about 8.1 grams in weight and 2 millimeters in thickness. And the new coin will have similar metallic, anti-counterfeiting properties as current circulating U.S. coins. The quarter dollar weighs 5.67 grams and is 1.75 millimeters thick. It is silver-toned and has a reeded edge. The Susan B. Anthony dollar is a rounded silver-toned planchet with an 11-sided inner border and a reeded edge. It is 26.5 millimeters in diameter, weighs 8.1 grams, and 2 millimeters thick. It has the same composition as the half dollar, quarter, and dime, and an outer alloy of 75% copper and 25% nickel, bonded to a core of pure copper.
Part 5. Do you know? You are going to hear an interesting short story about the March of Dimes. While listening for the first time, write down some key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the following statements by filling in the missing information.
In 1938, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt established a special medical foundation. Through research at the foundation, vaccines were developed which have nearly eliminated polio. President Roosevelt was himself a victim of the disease at the age of 39. His legs were paralyzed, and he would never again stand without the aid of crutches and heavy leg braces. In 1926, he donated a large part of his personal wealth to establish a foundation to care for polio victims at Warm Springs, Georgia, where he had felt relief swimming in the mineral waters. One of the president's show business friends, Eddie Cantor, decided to help Mr. Roosevelt raise more money to fund polio research. So on his popular radio show, Mr. Cantor asked everyone in America to send to the White House a coin worth 10 cents, a dime. And he called the campaign the March of Dimes. Sometimes as many as 150,000 letters containing dimes arrived each day in Washington. Franklin Roosevelt did not live to see the victory over polio, won in large part through the March of Dimes, but after his death in 1945, Congress voted to honor his memory by putting his likeness on a U.S. coin, the dime.